You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Riding a wild wind, transatlantic jets fly faster than ever. By Jack Stewart. When Randall Miles woke up from a nap during his flight from Paris to Los Angeles last week, he opened the interactive map on his seatback screen to see how much longer he'd be in the air. But the number that caught his eye was the jet's speed. The Norwegian jet was flying at 770 miles per hour, about 200 miles per hour faster than its standard cruising velocity. I thought, damn, this thing is hauling ass, Miles says. I thought I was either sleepy or it was reading wrong. Miles isn't the only traveler who has gotten the giddy-up treatment in the past couple of weeks. On Thursday, a Norwegian 787 on the same route briefly hit an even faster 779 miles per hour for part of its trip with a tailwind of 224 miles per hour. And on Friday, yet another Norwegian plane used the jet stream to set a new speed record for a subsonic transatlantic crossing. The Boeing 787-9 Dreamliner went from New York's JFK Airport to London's Gatwick in 5 hours and 13 minutes. It beat British Airways' 2015 record by 3 minutes and outpaced the standard crossing by half an hour. The Concorde still holds the ultimate record among commercial aircraft, 2 hours, 53 minutes. So how does a standard Boeing jet carrying a full complement of passengers and luggage fly so fast? By taking advantage of a particularly vigorous jet stream, a current of air rushing from west to east across the Atlantic. During Norwegian's record-setting flight, that tailwind reached 202 miles per hour and pushed a Boeing that usually cruises at 570 miles per hour to 776 miles per hour. If it had not been for forecasted turbulence at lower altitude, we could have flown even faster, says pilot Harold Van Dam. Airlines have long made use of the transatlantic jet stream to save time and fuel when flying from the U.S. to Europe. The airlines look at forecasted winds and they supply air traffic controllers with their preferred routing, says Ian Pechenik, a spokesperson for Flight Radar 24, which tracks flights all over the world. Controllers then aggregate those requests and set specific flight paths for the day that will keep everyone safe and as happy as possible. The results are known as North Atlantic tracks. These are the green lines in the image listed in the article, from January 17, 2018, at 0400 UTC. And you can see the planes plotted along them. That rainbow in the middle marks wind speed, with red signifying the most intense part of the jet stream. For the return trip, the airlines request paths and altitudes that limit the need to fight fierce headwinds, but those flights still take longer and burn more fuel. Okay, about that subsonic bit. You might know that the speed of sound at an altitude of 30,000 to 40,000 feet is roughly 670 miles per hour. But Norwegian's planes didn't break the sound barrier. Those near 800 mile per hour figures represent ground speed, how fast the aircraft is moving over land. Their airspeed, which factors out the 200 mile per hour wind boost, was closer to the 787 standard Mach 0.85. The older Boeing 747 can cruise at Mach 0.86, but is less efficient than its younger stablemate. When talking supersonic and breaking sound barriers, it's all about the speed of the air passing over the wings, which in this case was more like 570 miles per hour. The hot and heavy jet stream isn't all good. The high winds can increase turbulence, which pilots must work to avoid to protect planes and the passengers on board. And while these fast flights provide a nice publicity bump for Norwegian, airlines typically opt for fuel efficiency over top speed. They use the jet stream to surf a little and cut fuel consumption, like taking your foot off your car's gas pedal as you go downhill. An unexpectedly fast trip can actually just mean being kept in a holding pattern above the destination airport, or stuck on the ground, waiting for a landing slot or open gate. Airlines and airports operate on strict schedules, and showing up a half hour early isn't super cool. Forecasts say the strong jet stream should last for a few more days at least. You get good days and bad days in any year, Pechenek says. But as climate change intensifies, atmospheric scientists are looking for possible deviations within the usually reliable river of wind that circles the planet. A recent study suggests the polar jet stream is fluctuating more than normal, but the long-term impact on the Atlantic jet stream, which powers these fast flights, remains TBD. For now, passengers just have to relax and enjoy an especially quick or efficient hop across the pond, unless it's time to head back.